Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, an in-depth look at the upcoming state Supreme Court race between liberal Milwaukee County Judge Janet Protasiewicz, the top vote-getter in Tuesday's primary, and conservative former state Supreme Court Justice Dan Kelly. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Janet Protasiewicz came out of the gate swinging hard on Tuesday night, as she was the top vote-getter, garnering, in fact, more votes than both conservatives Dan Kelly and Waukesha County Judge Jennifer Doro combined. Protasiewicz telling her supporters,
"I'm not taking a day off. I'm not taking a minute off. I'm going to ask all of you to do the same thing. We can celebrate tonight, right? But after that, we are full speed ahead for 42 days.
And she means it with not one, but two hard-punching television ads that we'll play for you later in this program, out of the gate trying to define Kelly before he can define himself in the general campaign. Meanwhile, also, she's in the North Woods this weekend. Yesterday was slated to campaign in Hudson and Rice Lake, and today was to be campaigning way up north in Superior, Ashland, and also in Rhinelander. Milwaukee attorney Matt Fernholz is president of the Milwaukee Lawyers Chapter of the Conservative Federalist Society. He has this take coming out of the primary.
Clearly Judge Protasiewicz has strong momentum from a strong showing, but it's going to be a very competitive race between her and Justice Kelly. And no surprise, there's going to be a ton of outside money that is going to pour in. Which I think is actually unfortunate how politicized the race has become. And this is unfortunately how the left views the Supreme Court. They are frustrated with not having control of the state legislature for the last decade. And they've been pretty clear that they're going to use the Supreme Court to accomplish legislative goals that they can. We have divided government. In Wisconsin, we have a Democratic governor, Republican legislature, and progressives are upset with that. And it's pretty clear that they view Judge Protasiewicz as a way to achieve legislative goals.
Following Tuesday's primary, Wisconsin abortion rights supporting physicians spoke out regarding the high stakes of the election coming up April 4th between Protasiewicz and Kelly. Dr. Kristen Lyerly, a Green Bay OBGYN and intervener in Attorney General Josh Call's lawsuit against Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban.
Doctors like us are following this election very closely for many reasons. Voting rights, gerrymandering, and of course, our ability to provide the quality, evidence-based, compassionate health care that our patients deserve.
Lyerly says,
Judge Protasiewicz has put her belief that women should have the freedom to make their own decisions about their own bodies front and center. And isn't that what we all want? The freedom to decide the things that affect our lives the most?
As an ardent abortion rights supporting doctor, Lyerly makes her strong case against Justice Kelly based on what she sees as his opposition to abortion.
Daniel Kelly, on the other hand, openly and vehemently opposes abortion and has made inflammatory, partisan, poorly informed statements, essentially saying that supporters of abortion rights favor policies that harm children to, quote, preserve sexual libertinism. If only it was that simple, Judge Kelly. He clearly has no idea about the numerous complicated reasons women seek abortion care. And worst of all, he doesn't care. That's exactly the kind of political interference in healthcare that we don't need. There is no place for politics in my exam room. And there is no place for politics in the courtroom. Judge Janet Protasiewicz understands this, and that is why she has my support and the support of my colleagues and patients.
Again, Green Bay OBGYN, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, part of the Committee to Protect Healthcare, who says she's practicing in Minnesota these days because Wisconsin's outdated abortion laws force her to do so. Meanwhile, the president of the conservative Wisconsin Family Action, Julaine Appling, sizes up the state Supreme Court race between Protasiewicz and Kelly from her perspective.
We have a very conservative candidate running for the Supreme Court Justice versus a very liberal candidate for Supreme Court Justice. Daniel Kelly has a proven track record from the 4 years that he served on the state Supreme Court. His opinions, his votes verified that he was truly an originalist, a judicial conservative who understands the rule of law, the role of the Supreme Court, the role of the judiciary in general, and certainly the role of a justice in the judiciary and on that high court. And what we have over on Janet Protasiewicz is someone who is a self-proclaimed, self-called liberal. She is very willing to go out and say, I think that it's okay for, and it's right for women to be able to get an abortion. That she actually said, things need to change from what we currently have. She has said that our new legislative maps for our districts and boundaries are rigged. She's made several statements that have shown us exactly what she values, what she believes, how she'll actually vote in various cases on various issues. Everything that conservatives have worked for over the past decade, and maybe a little more than a decade, everything that we value is on the ballot on April 4th. This race is that critical, because if they win this seat, they, meaning the liberals, win this seat, the balance of the court shifts from 4-3 conservative to 4-3 liberal.
Appling says,
I think that what we have right now is them salivating about getting a liberal on that court so that they can then pump it full of court cases that will undo what we have had happen positively for conservatives, as I said, over the last 10 to 12 years.
Appling also says, make no mistake about it,
this is also about the 2024 presidential election. The path to the White House still goes through Wisconsin. If our Supreme Court goes liberal on that 4-3 vote, then we're going to see voting laws change and election laws. All of that kind of thing will be changed. The maps could very easily be reconfigured. Who knows what those will look like and how we'll deal with that as it relates to our 10 electoral votes. I think this is one of those elections that is a true game changer if the conservative doesn't get elected.
As for the liberal candidates outpolling the conservatives 54-46% in Tuesday's primary, as for the liberal candidates, Justice Protasiewicz and Dane County Judge Everett Mitchell outpolling the conservatives, Justice Kelly and Waukesha County Judge Jennifer Doro, 54-46% in Tuesday's primary, Appling says she doesn't think conservatives understand yet what's at stake in this election April 4th.
I ended up going on the Charlie Kirk Show on Tuesday afternoon, and we got feedback from people and said, I am so glad they put you on. I had no idea we had an election even in Wisconsin. So I don't know what they were looking at, listening to, or doing over these last couple of months, but there are a lot of people who didn't understand that we even had an election, let alone what was at stake in that election. So there are a lot of people, our numbers show that there are a lot of people yet that don't understand truly what is at stake and how important it is that if we want to maintain what we have, that we hold that seat for the conservatives rather than let it flip to the liberals. So, look, I'm not saying this is an easy climb between now and April 4th. It is an uphill climb, but I believe it's doable. And I think we have to do everything we can to make sure people understand, number one, there's an election. Number two, the difference between the candidates. And number three, what's at stake?
As for Judge Protasiewicz campaigning so blatantly regarding her support for abortion rights, Appling says,
apparently, the liberals have now decided there's too much at stake. They want that seat so badly. They're going to take the risk and let her go ahead and tell everybody exactly who she is, what she believes, how she'll vote, and her position on all of these issues. So it's going to be very interesting to see how all of this plays out with such a very obvious difference between these two candidates.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I want to say quickly, too, though, I don't think we dare make this all about and exclusively about abortion. That is part of it, but it can't be the only thing.
And yet, while abortion isn't the only thing on the line in this election, the Protasiewicz campaign unleashed two powerful 30-second television ads earlier this week, including this one.
Extremist Dan Kelly wants abortion banned, even in cases of rape, incest, and the health of the mother. For years, Kelly was on the payroll of a radical anti-abortion group working to take away women's rights. On the court, Kelly will uphold Wisconsin's 1849 criminal abortion ban that strips women of their freedom to make personal decisions on abortion. Dan Kelly, an extremist who doesn't care about us.
But Milwaukee attorney Matt Fernholz reacts to that ad this way.
Dan Kelly's never stated how he would rule on the abortion case that's pending. He's never said he would prejudge a case, and he wouldn't do that. I mean, he's been pretty clear that his personal views do not reflect how he would decide cases on the Supreme Court. Those things are separate, and that's the life he's lived. Those are the values he has. He has an approach to deciding cases that he's been pretty open about, but he's absolutely clear that he doesn't take his own personal views and allow them to decide how he will vote in certain cases.
In fact, appearing Wednesday morning on WTMJ Radio's Steve Scafidi show, Kelly began by appealing to the supporters of his conservative counterpart, Jennifer Doro of Waukesha County.
To all of her supporters who did such great work for her, I admire you greatly, and I hope you give me an opportunity to win your support as we move through the next 6 weeks.
Kelly's attention then turned to his general election opponent.
I'm looking forward to everybody who cares about our Constitution and the liberties that it protects to come along and help us out as we go through the next 6 weeks in the sprint to April 4th. Because really what we face together is a unique and grave threat that we've never faced before.
Kelly says this April 4th state Supreme Court election for a 10-year term on Wisconsin's highest court is going to be like no other.
Because my opponent is a candidate like no other. In my memory, I have never known a judicial candidate to campaign on a platform of dishonesty. But that's what my opponent is doing. She is promising that if she makes it to the Supreme Court, she's going to place her thumb on the scales of justice, and she's going to make sure that the cases turn out in a way that comply with her personal values rather than what the job of the court actually is, which is simply to say what the law says, make sure the cases turn out the way the law and the Constitution require. So that is that's a grievous and an ancient form of dishonesty that has been universally condemned for thousands of years. But that's what she promises to bring to the Supreme Court. I think it is just unbelievable that a judicial candidate would do that. But that's the fight. It really is to maintain the constitutional order in the state of Wisconsin, to make sure that we live under the rule of law and not the rule of Janet.
In his Wednesday morning interview on WTMJ, Kelly explained how he views his role as an originalist on the court when it comes to the Constitution.
Our Constitution does change over time, but it changes according to its own provisions, same as with the United States Constitution. So, for example, Article 5 of the United States Constitution provides for the amendment of that document. And similarly, Article 12 of the Wisconsin Constitution provides for the amendment of that document. And I studied both of those provisions really carefully. And what I found is that it assigns zero role to the court in changing that document. That is a conversation that is, the people of Wisconsin and the United States have reserved to themselves with their legislators.
And Kelly says,
So that is the single biggest difference between my opponent and me. She believes the Constitution is something that is new every day that she can craft and mold to her personal tastes and desires. And I believe that the office of justice is created by the Constitution, and the authority that we use is given, it was loaned to us by the people of Wisconsin. And when they've made that loan, they've told us that they want us to do one thing, just one thing, that is, decide their cases according to the law. And they've told us they're not interested in whether we think it's a good law or an effective law or efficacious. They tell us that they have an entirely different branch of government to have those conversations with. They call it a legislature.
With so much on the line in the April 4th state Supreme Court race, the Protasiewicz campaign also came out of the gate with another hard-hitting ad looking to define Kelly.
Dan Kelly won't keep our community safe. As a lawyer, Kelly defended child sex predators who posed as ministers in order to prey on vulnerable young girls. They lured young children to locations they believed to be safe, only to sexually assault and molest them. And Dan Kelly defended those monsters. Do you want someone like that on the Supreme Court? Dan Kelly, an extremist who doesn't care about us.
The president of the conservative Wisconsin Family Action, Jelaine Appling, reacts.
Well, look, Dan Kelly has been around in the legal field for a long, long time. Private practice, serving on the Supreme Court. There's really nothing out there that should surprise anybody. He's been fully vetted. This isn't his first rodeo. He ran in 2020. They went after him then. There's no surprise at all, and to me, in what they're trying to do here. Of course they're going to paint him as an extremist. Of course they're going to try to misrepresent what he has done in cases like that. At the bottom of our press release, you'll see that we are trying to warn people against ads that come out that are trying to paint a picture that might be outright lies, but certainly are distorting the truth, are attempting to dissuade people from even voting, and trying to make sure that people are confused, at a minimum, confused about the truth regarding somebody like Dan Kelly. There's a lot more, I'm sure, behind that case than what is being said in that ad. That is raw political rhetoric designed for one thing, to make Dan Kelly look exactly like they said, an extremist. He's not an extremist. He's a rule of law man, and I've never seen him do anything other than that kind of legal work and judicial work.
Appling agrees with former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, who tells National Review this week that everything's on the line in this April 4th state Supreme Court election in Wisconsin.
I love our voucher program, our parental choice program that allows kids to go to schools that they might not be able to go to, they might not be able to afford. With our voucher system, they can do that. I think that's definitely susceptible and vulnerable if the seat flips to a liberal. I think all that we did with Act 10 is out there. I think we could very easily see elements of what we got passed in Act 10 undone by court cases that will be filed against various elements of that. I think that we have religious freedom, where, let's be honest, in order to advance a liberal agenda, you got to make the people who oppose it go away, be quiet, be sidelined or something. And I think they will find all manner of means to do that. I think that we'll also see things like girls' sports be forced to have biological males playing on them. I think we'll see parental rights be looked at very differently when it comes to schools and the right of parents have a very strong say in the education of their children. If you could go on and on with that kind of list.
Finally, Milwaukee attorney Matt Fernholz, president of the Milwaukee Lawyers Chapter of the Conservative Federalist Society, says he's known Dan Kelly for 10 years, and he explains why he supports him.
Dan, first of all, is an outstanding legal mind. He was a terrific justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. He authored a number of significant opinions on proper role of government and administrative agencies and individual liberties. So he has an established record. He has the credentials. He's been there before. He was a great justice. He'll be a great justice again. He's the only one we can say that of in the race. And Dan is also just a great person. He has integrity. He stands for his principles. He fights for his principles. But he's collegial. He is easy to get along with. He knows how to build consensus on the court. And so I'd encourage everyone to go out and vote for Dan Kelly on April 4th.
Our thanks to Milwaukee attorney Matt Fernholz there, president of the Milwaukee Lawyers Chapter of the Federalist Society. Also, Jelaine Appling, president of Wisconsin Family Action. We heard as well this program from Dr. Kristen Lyerly, a Green Bay OBGYN and ardent supporter of Milwaukee County Judge Janet Protasiewicz, who we heard from her victory rally Tuesday night, where she was the top vote getter in the Tuesday primary. And finally, we also heard from Dan Kelly, an appearance Wednesday on WTMJ Radio. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Mark Halverson, the preceding a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio.